Drake Rasmussen is program coordinator of a developmental skill laboratory in Logan.
We serve both the adult population and younger kids.
The Utah State University-run lab provides intellectually and developmentally disabled clients with opportunities to spend time in the community, to learn job and self-care skills, and makes it possible for caregivers to attend to their jobs and other family obligations.
Well, we have several individuals whose parents are having a harder time being the primary caretaker. That care responsibility is eventually going to have to fall onto somebody else, quite possibly a sibling.
Some of the most heartbreaking stories we hear are the ones where folks end up quitting their jobs or losing their jobs because they need to take time off to provide care for somebody with a disability.
Bethany Lilly is director of income policy with the ARC of the United States, with 600 chapters across the U.S., including here in Utah. The organization says 80% of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities live with a caregiver, and that siblings are increasingly taking on the role of primary caregiver.
They could possibly qualify for funding to live in a group home with other individuals. There are about 3,000 individuals on a waiting list for that funding.
ARC is calling on Congress to pass inclusive paid family and medical leave legislation.
You know, we're really leaving a lot of people out with FMLA. There's a lot of interest in a new paid leave act so families can afford to take it, but also make sure that the definitions of family members is a lot broader.
ARC has spent the month of November pushing a campaign to educate Congress about the caregiver crisis facing people with intellectual and developmental disabilities and their families, who they say often experience greater financial insecurity, and they say are more likely to face barriers to employment. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.